connection to the source of life. This is an additional materials that we had. So quote number 5.
Yes.
So from above served the Creator with joy. A servant of the Creator, whose intention is to bestow, should be happy when he is serving the King. If he has no joy during this work, it is a sign that he lacks appreciation of the greatness of the King. Therefore, if one sees that he has no joy, he should make amendments, meaning think about the greatness of the King. If he still does not feel, he should pray to the Creator to open his eyes and heart to feel the greatness of the Creator. Again,
6.
Excerpt number 6 from Rabash, the agenda of the assembly 2. According to what is written in the multitude of people is the King's glory, it follows that the greater the number of the collective, the more effective is the power of the collective. In other words, they produce a stronger atmosphere of greatness and importance of the Creator. At that time, each person's body feels that he regards anything that he wishes to do for holiness, meaning to bestow upon the Creator, as a great fortune, that he has been privileged with being among people who have been rewarded with serving the King. Then every little thing he does fills him with joy and pleasure that now he has something with which to serve the King. To the extent that the society regards the greatness of the Creator with their thoughts during the assembly, each according to his degree originates the importance of the Creator in him. Thus he can walk all day in the world of gladness and joy.
Quote number 7, this is from Rabash, Serve the Creator with Joy. One should be happy that his regrets are about spirituality and not like the rest of the people, whose regrets are only in order to receive. We should know who it is who gave us the awareness that our regrets should be over spirituality. And we should be happy that the Creator has sent us thoughts of spiritual deficiency, which in itself is regarded as the salvation of the Creator. For this reason, we should be happy.
We went through the Congress, that's it, it's over.
Quote number 8. This is from Rabash, from article, What is Do Not Add and Do Not Take Away in the Work? One must believe above reason and imagine that he has already been rewarded with faith in the Creator that is felt in his organs, and he sees and feels that the Creator leads the entire world as the good who does good. Although, when he looks within reason, he sees the opposite. He should still work above reason, and it should appear to him as though he can already feel in his organs that so it is, it really is, that the Creator leads the world as the good who does good. Here he acquires the importance of the goal, and from here he derives life, meaning joy at being near to the Creator. Then a person can say that the Creator is good and does good, and feel that he has the strength to tell the Creator, You have chosen us from among all nations. You have loved us and wanted us, since he has a reason to thank the Creator. And to the extent that he feels the importance of spirituality, so he establishes the praise of the Creator.